one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh, what
do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
Welcome to another episode of The League. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. Straight across from me, I got Mr. Dead in Hip Hop himself.
What up,
Ken? Joining us via Zoom today, because he said he too hot for the studio. Mr. AKA Nick, I'm too lit. What it do?
Nick, I'm good, too mate. Lit.
you can't say that about being hot, bro. It's COVID. They gonna think something else.
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all should have seen the ensemble he had on the other day. You know what I'm saying? He shut that shit down. God damn it.
It was all Bengals. Hey, for all the Bengals fans, you know I showed out for y'all.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. He's putting on for his city.
Yeah, for all five of us.
It's been a little bit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fucking shit, bro. You know, between videos for all of our other brands, audio, bringing on more assistance in the editing department, meeting. Man, we just trying to figure life out right now as an entity. I feel like we're in a crossroads. So I appreciate everybody listening, hanging in there with us as we try to get everything out. Yeah, man, you know, it's a lot of brand entities, man. And, you know, it just is what it is, man. It's business. Sometimes things slow up, but they never stop. So we appreciate you guys staying with us as we continue to grow and do our thing. But with that being said, now that I caught you up as to why it's been a little bit, it's been a lot that's happened in all three of the leagues that we talk about on the podcast. I'll start with the original league, because it's probably our slowest moving league at the point in time. So we probably only moved maybe two or three games from the last time that we were on the podcast. So I'll go first in that league. I've played nothing but CPU games so far. My team's averaging 50 a game. They're nice. I need Joey Gatewood to get this MVP so I can finally get these damn superstar X Factors or whatever the hell he's going to get, because I need it, because he's really nice, but there's no extra oomph to him. So I need the oomph. You know, we got a lot of super stack. My team is not the only super stack team. We got some super stack teams in the fucking arena.
Extra joints. Yeah.
Yeah. M-Extra, the Colts, you know, Nick shit is nice. Yep. Ken, your defense is goddamn overpowered. It is what it is. But yeah, man. So two or three games, they've been all CPU. I've been blowing them niggas out. I'm just looking forward toward the Ravens matchup, I believe, later on in the season. I think I play them week 15 or 16. And that's really it. I don't think I have another user game. I may play the Chiefs, but I'm not 100% sure. But I'm not even worried about that, man. I just got to beat the Ravens and finish out the season. What about you, Cam? How your Detroit Lions looking?
Yeah, man. Hey, I think it's Surtain. Mm-hmm. Surtain playing like defense player of the year. He got eight interceptions already.
How many?
Eight.
Damn, that is a lot.
Eight.
That's a lot. That's a damn lot. Yeah.
Yeah. He on top of everything.
That's what's up.
The CPU offense, I should say. I want to preface that moving forward. You know, it's nice. I messed around and tried to catch FIFO, you know, in stats, and
he ain't gonna do it.
And ended up throwing six interceptions in two games. I was aggressive, man. I was like, man, I'm going to catch this dude, man.
Oh, man.
I was aggressive. But I haven't really played in a minute, because I was supposed to play the Titans. Is he still active?
I don't think he is. Not in the original league. He hasn't really played a game.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to.
Has he played in the other league?
I think he's been lacking in the restart league as well. So I don't know. Okay. Bro, blocking John.
No, I didn't get a chance to play him. He was my next user game, but a lot of, you know, as you preface the show and opening the show, there's a lot of ins and outs been going on. So I was cool with that. But yeah, I think I started at 0-3 and then won like 5-6 straight. I haven't even looked to see where I'm at now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, Bobby Harris, I'll come back to your question after Nick go.
What up, Nick? Well, how them Colts, how the Indianapolis Colts looking out there?
They solid. They solid. They surprise me every week. It's weird looking at the other two teams that we got. This one is the one that I really have no issues with. Like I always say every week, it's just more about looking for the future since we're extending this original run. So now I'm really looking like, all right, who can I replace? I was able to upgrade one of my I've been mostly playing CPU games, so no user games really. But I was able to upgrade one of my linebackers who I drafted a couple seasons ago to superstar status. So my defense is starting to become just a juggernaut. Offensively, I had to make some moves. I got rid of one of my receivers that I had from the beginning, since season two. I had to upgrade him. I got somebody faster and stuff like that, a little bit younger, trying to get him to he's normal, but as far as dev trait, but he has like a 93 speed. So I'm trying to activate him to get him I got him on the cheap. Outside of that, I'm just learning how to play smarter now that I have my team. I think that's the one thing that Ken, you were talking about as far as just maybe going for stats, but just also just going for overall better like gameplay. Like because you have a stout defense, now you have to have the offense to match it and just play smart football. I think I get caught up with all the GMing and the drafting and the developing that you forget to play smart football. It ain't just about getting these players up. It's also about winning games.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Nick. I know that overall across the board in all three of the leagues, I know I'm more conservative. I'm taking my points. You know, all three of my teams have similarities, but they're all built different. So, you know, like with my Bills team, I have to be pass happy. I got three fucking wide receivers that are rated 94 or better. I got to throw the ball. And also, I did that because, Jared Allen? He doesn't have a dev trait. You know what I'm saying? He's gotten stats. Josh Allen. Yeah. Fuck. Josh Allen, he doesn't have a dev trait. So that's partly why I was like, fuck it. Let me just go all out with these wide receivers. Let me get him his. And then the last game I played, man, like it was. And I know I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but you know, you're 100% right, Nick. Like you got to play to how you built those teams. You got to take the points. You got to be conservative. Don't be too risky because in all honesty, between other players having juggernaut offenses or defenses or just overall teams, like the users, we're so accustomed to each other now that, you know, and obviously some players have played other players more often, but either way, you know, the level of user competition, I think, especially in that DES league, is at all time high. The restart league, you know, everybody has seen what everybody was doing in the original league. So it's very, I like where we are, you know, collectively across all of the leagues, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I agree with you.
Yeah. Nick. Bobby Harris. So Bobby Harris on Twitch. We're streaming live on Twitch. We stream this live on Twitch around 8:45, 9 o'clock every Tuesday. He asked, are we still doing the 2K League? Want to hear how that is going for y'all. I will say that I haven't played 2K in months, mainly because I hate the shooting.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it when I played it, and I figured I would figure the shooting out over time, but nah, man, they gotta maybe next year. I think they gotta fit some things because I would just break my controller if I tried to play in the league against somebody.
Yeah, shooting is extremely difficult. There are a whole bunch of YouTube videos out there that break down different shots, like creating shots, taking shots, modifying them, blending them, doing all types of stuff. Because I recently did it. I'm starting to get a little bit back more into. So I had to go on YouTube and figure out a jump shot because I'm playing more and more online with Kevin from Dead End Gaming, Granddad Willie from Dead End Gaming, BZ from Dead End Gaming, one of their homies too. And you know, like I if I'm gonna play with them, I gotta get my guy a little bit better. So I had to do the whole YouTube jump shot thing, and I'm not like one of those automatic green motherfuckers now, but I could shoot a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Like if you leave me wide open, I might make one out of three now instead of 0-3. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah. And in all honesty, man, with so much that we do with Madden, in addition to this podcast, I don't see how I fit it in. In all honesty, to fit more content in out of me, we're at that point. We gotta do this full time, bro. Yeah. I don't know how I could squeeze more time out of the day.
Man, bro, I am full time, and I still can't squeeze enough time out of the day to find times to play it. So it's mad in a bus for me.
Yeah. What about you, Nick? Have you played 2K?
Man, shit, I agree with y'all. I barely got time to pick up a basketball, let her pick up a console to play 2K. Yeah. I want to, since we didn't announce it, and I do like these interactions. It's just that either we would have to reduce, for me personally, I would have to reduce some of the leagues I'm in for Madden to do 2K, or I got to just quit my job. So,
yeah, man.
Something got to give.
And here's the thing, this is going to sound a little crazy, but I feel that it takes more effort in 2K to get your guy nicer versus these franchises progressing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you really progress them just week to week by playing good. With your 2K shit, like the way you develop, it takes a lot longer.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I don't know, man. I don't know how we could figure it out, but I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
You got another question, Kevin? Yeah. Last thing. It's just a statement, and then we'll okay. jump to the next thing. He said, full disclosure, I downloaded 2K21 today, played a game, and deleted it. LOL.
Yeah,
so you get it.
Yeah, man. That shooting is ridiculous.
Appreciate you watching, bro.
Yeah, we appreciate that. All right. So we talked about our original league. Let's talk about our restart league. We have some recent action there.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ken played earlier today. I'll save that for a little bit later. But Nick, I think it's been about maybe 2 or 3 weeks in Madden world versus the last time we did the podcast. So how has your and what team is that for? Oh, how have your Bears?
Don't forget the Bad News Bears.
Hey, look, bro. Do you know how many teams I'm over here juggling in my head? So no. But the Brad News Bears, you had some action today as well. You played. Who did you play today? It was a user game.
The Niners.
The Niners. How did that go for you, bro?
I was trying to stream it, but for some reason I couldn't find my broadcast button. But over the last 3 weeks, I had
the same spot has always been.
I know it was supposed to be, but I couldn't do it while I was. I don't know. It was. I had a brain fart or something. I couldn't find it. But I'm gonna tell you about that game because that game pissed me off. But I had a bye week 7, and then week 8 I played against the Cardinals. Man, Kyler Murray on that game, even if it's a CPU game, that boy runs all over the place. Like I had to really work for that win. There's hardly any times I really have to work for a win when it comes to the computer, but I had to work for that win. Which got me to this week because I'm still trying to secure a number one overall seed. I was 6-1 going into this week facing the 49ers. And this is Polo's team. So I'm used to playing him as the Chiefs in the original league. So he's now the Niners in this restart. And it was a defensive game. I'm gonna let you know, I lost. It was 15-6. But it was literally no one scored until the fourth quarter.
Wow.
It was, and based off my time management, at how bad of a clock manager I was in the first half, because we were just going back and forth. Like, he's changed up his whole offense. He's really run heavy with the Niners. So he set the tone early. He was running the ball the majority of the time. He barely passed because he has Justin Fields as his QB, so he could be protected at QB, but he was scared to pass. Try to just run all over the place. I was able to shut him down for 3 quarters, but he was able to get some good runs in the fourth quarter. And for me, offensively, I'm trying to limit Haskins' turnovers as well. So I was very conservative. I'm also dealing with a rookie running back that I'm trying to activate his depth trade as well. So I'm trying to get him going. But yeah, it was just back and forth. He would get into the red zone. I caused 2 interceptions, but I just didn't capitalize him because his defense was really stout, so I have to give him compliments on that. But how he broke it open was he got one, just like Ken. Remember we first played it when you had the Vikings,
yeah,
and with Dalvin Cook, it was just like one of that. It was just one big run that just broke up the open the game, and it was like 6-0. He had a long run, and then he went for 2 points and he converted, so it was 8-0. I come down the field with Julio down at the 2-yard line. I score, made it 6-8, but I couldn't convert my 2-point conversion. And then on the next drive, he ended up busting it open for another big run to go up 15-6. And I couldn't come back at the time. There's not enough time on the clock. The one thing that I noticed about my offense is that I got to stop. I'm too extreme. I'm either really loose or really conservative. I need to find that easy middle. That was a good game. And I think me and him are fighting for the number one seed in the NFC.
That's what's up. We'll be back after this quick break.
Ken, before we talk about our game, let's talk a little bit about a couple of games before. I'll go first and then I'll end up with you. We'll culminate with our game today. But I know the last time I talked about how I played against the Bills and I gave them a little bit of payback for that AFC loss that I had. And then I had another user game with the Broncos and I gave the Broncos the work too. Up until you, Ken, Ken, our game was a lot of firsts. You are the first team that I didn't score over 30 against. Matter of fact, you're the first team I didn't score over 40 against. Mm. And you're the first team to score more than 20 points against me. Mm. So that was a lot of firsts. But I gave the Broncos the business. It's a user team. I feel for him because he's like 1-6, 1-7. He got to almost win out, and I don't even know if that's going
to
be enough.
I was 4-6 last year with the Vikings, and I had to win out to get in, and you know that took everything.
So again, salute over there to the Broncos. I don't know how you're going to do it, but if you make it, I'll see you in the playoffs.
He said he's not.
he ain't making the playoff.
And then after that, I was supposed to have another user game. No, I'll take that back. I had a CPU game. I want to say it was the Raiders. I whooped up on them. I think I shut them down to only 3 points. I think I gave up less than 150 total yards in that game on defense. So Ken, remember how I was talking about, especially early in the year, like the defense is a lot better than I thought it would be, but I still not confident getting the stops. They're at the point where I get the stops when I need them.
Yeah.
I call my certain plays. We do what we got to do. We get the stops. And it really started happening in that Raiders game. That's when I'm like, oh, okay, look at the youngins. Look at the youngins out here making plays. So then after that game, it was the Green Bay game. That was supposed to be a user game. But, you know, due to scheduling or whatever, the Packers user, my homie Adrian, he couldn't do that game. So I gave his team a double nickel as well, 55 points. Then I had a bye week, and then it was our game. So, Ken, what was all of the weeks leading up to our game today?
Man, it was user row, man. You know, I played Nick. That was a fun game. That came down to the wire, and I made two critical, stupid-ass mistakes in that game in the red zone with dumb interceptions, poor play calling, you know, in that one. And not really doing what I do and taking the points. And my kicker put me in a bad spot because he missed the extra point. Mm-hmm. So when I'm there, game on the line, it was either kick the field goal and rely on your defense or go for it and rely on your defense with me being at the 1-yard line. And I went for it. It was fourth and whatever. And you know, I'm playing with a rookie, Felipe Franks, and he sailed a pass to the left. On a drag route, and Nick took it to the house. It was some bullshit because my guy should have caught you, you know, with the swerving back and forth. I'm still hot about that.
I know how to move my guys. You know, I learned my lesson a while ago. If you keep moving zigzag, just like how Ricky should have.
That shit didn't work again when I tried against FIFO. But yeah, if I could have got him a stop,
he got faster people.
Man, I'll talk about it in a second. But yeah, so 10-6 game with 2 minutes left, ball at the 1-yard line turned into a 17-6 loss. I played the Seahawks, and that was a defense. You talking about a defensive struggle? That was a defensive struggle, and that was a fun game too. I went up 13-10 on him, and he quick snapped me and hit Metcalf over the top, and then he went up. Then he went up, and then 13-10. Wait, I was up 10-6, and then he went up 13-10, and then not knowing clock situation because I'm recording it. So when you record it, blocks the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. I thought I was trailing like 16 something, whatever. So I thought I needed a touchdown. Threw the ball a little late on a route I ran, and threw an interception. Mm-hmm. But the weirdest thing happened in that game, and I still to this day don't understand why. Because I still had my timeouts, mm-hmm. And I was trying to get the ball back, mm-hmm. and he converted the first down. It was like 7 seconds on the clock. He's in the red zone, and the clock should have ran out, but he called a timeout and they kicked the field goal. For the life of me, I don't understand why people do that lame shit. Mm-hmm. It's the fucking most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life, because a 16-10 don't spread. Change 13-10. This is not fucking Vegas.
But look, but if two people finish with the same record,
come on,
people. It goes by points. I'm just saying that's a tiebreaker.
Okay, fine, whatever. No, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
I'm not saying that's why he did. I'm just saying.
Adrian did it too. And that's his boy, ain't it?
Yeah, we all work together.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What's the saying? Two peas in a anyway. Cause Adrian did that weird shit to me too. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? It's just weird, man. But anyway, I don't understand it. But nevertheless, but that was a fun game, man. Like, mm-hmm. you know, defensive. Struggle, you know, against him. I didn't get a chance to play Adrian because a lot of shit going on, and I wish I did. But yeah, and then we land where you and I played today.
So me and Ken, last night we had a dead end meeting, and I was like, "Yo, Ken, we got to play early." He had a lot of editing. I had some other things I had to do. So that was literally the first thing I did today, and it was a damn good game. Ken came out the gate. I'm thinking, oh, you're gonna run the ball. He's gonna use Dalvin Cook. Like second or third play, this motherfucker is already he scored like a deep pass on the right hand side. Like you,
that
scored.
Was the second one. The first one was down. It was a lot of Dalvin Cook early
because mm-hmm.
I busted one up the middle. So this is what I'm talking about, Nick.
Oh,
Dalvin Cook was out. I'm talking about out. Eli Apple hawked him down.
Yep.
Now,
I'm
Eli Apple has 92 speed, yep. and Dalvin Cook has 92 speed. Now, I know math, and I know how this shit's supposed to work. If you got guys running the same speed, you're not supposed to walk him down.
Yeah. I ate him up.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about FIFO's players. But they will always hawk you down. Like
and it happened multiple times in the game. Exactly.
He pisses me off with that shit. Cause it makes you have to be more strategic and like literally have to scheme players over. But with him, it's like even if you have someone like open down the field, somehow, some way, in about 2 seconds, somebody's gonna be right there tackling you from the behind.
Yeah.
Like,
Every time. So yeah, but I still managed to score on that one.
He did.
You played that slant very well. It was the one that the rookie caught.
Yep,
yeah, that was
a
tough catch by him.
Yep,
I was like, yeah, that was big time.
Yep,
because I had to throw that one high because I saw you and I saw the guy trailing. And I was like, nah, he gonna snatch it if I bullet pass it. Mm-hmm. So I threw it a little bit high and highballed it.
Yeah, you got that. You got that one.
I was like, okay. And then that's when I got you with the other out route.
Yep. So Ken had a couple of big plays early on me. I'm like, what the fuck going on? Hold the fuck on. Nah, I'm supposed to have a top three defense here. What's going on? So he caught me off guard with a couple of joints. And I was telling him off camera too. I like to play a lot of cover one. And when you user that safety, that cover one high safety, and they run the ball up the gut and you miss, it's a wrap.
Yep.
It's a wrap.
And
so,
I was playing to that too.
Yeah, you damn sure was, which is why I had to start playing more cover three.
Mm-hmm.
Against your running attacks, because that cover one, you know, your old linemen were engaging, and if I missed, it was 50, 60 yards.
And I missed, like, there was one run we were talking about where he was out. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook was gone. It was just one guy.
Yep.
Animation kicked in, tackled him, and then
So Ken ran a toss sweep to the left. I was using my middle safety, single high safety. I put him on the right side of the defense, the left side of the offense. And as soon as he hiked the ball, I was like, oh shit, if I don't get this tackle, there's nobody left. Cause it was literally Dalvin Cook, a whole bunch of green space,
yep.
and me and that tackle engaged. And my rookie, this is why I drafted him number two overall. Typically you don't take a safety that high, but I know Javon Holland, and he kind of nudged that old lineman off and got the tackle, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. FIFO got two big plays on me that I still regret to this day. One, the 91-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
In the second quarter. And that was because I was telling FIFO offline that I was trying different coverages for his run attack, his rush attack. That because I knew I wasn't going to be able to stop him the whole game, but my whole thing was slow him down and make him work for it. And for the most part, I did.
He did.
But he popped that one, and that was me trying a different coverage and different alignment. I was like, okay, I can't do that again because that Negro was out. Yeah. Now, if that was me, he would have hauled me down, but my guys couldn't catch him. Now, keep in mind, Nick, I got guys that run 96 and 90-something, 96 on my defense, by the way. But nobody was in the picture.
Yeah.
He be putting in cheat codes, Ken. That's what I'm gonna stick to.
Something.
But now, man, you did a really good job against JK. I would say my highlight of that game was that drive in the third quarter. Nick, I had a 15-play, 5-minute and 40-second drive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what took the life out of the Ken trying to come back in that game. Because the score was relatively tight.
Yeah, it was 17-14 on that drive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the game ended 28-20.
Yep.
So you were still within shot. But again, it goes back to the point that I made why I went and got the O-line. Because I need to be able to chew the clock. I need to be able to run out a game. If I'm up three or if I'm up just a single touchdown, I can't just be out here throwing the rock and leaving time on the clock for you. Like, I need to be able to run it out. And I was able to do that with that particular drive. And even, I didn't get to tell you off the air, but when you made that defensive tackle move, right, that substitution,
mm-hmm.
you stopped JK like three or four times in a row.
I know.
I'm like, what the fuck is – okay, hold on. So I got a backup to the backup. So I put in Najee Harris.
I remember.
And I gave Najee Harris the ball three straight times in a row, and he got 21 yards. And Ken came out that shit. He couldn't stop that shit no more.
I was like, this is a big motherfucker.
Yeah, man. And that's why, you know, I have to be strategic with both of these running backs. Obviously, I would love to develop Najee, but the way JK's playing right now, just can't do it. But also, it will allow me to, if I want to keep him in the future, because obviously he's not going to be rated that high, he'll be a cheap running back as a backup option. Mm. And he's still nice. You know, even if I don't get him to a superstar or X factor, he's definitely the thunder to JK's lightning. So I like what I got. And if in tough situations, I could bring him out and he's a difference maker. So
yeah. And I got a 6'7" linebacker that I can probably throw on that side, that can get at him. But we'll see.
Okay.
I can match you, but I didn't, because it took me first time you went to him, I was like, okay, yeah, he wanted to get the first down because it was third and short or fourth and short or whatever. And then you ran like two more times. I was like, okay, I need to make some more adjustments. And then you went back to Dobbins.
Yep.
But there were two plays on that drive that pissed me off. Mm-hmm. One was I had Kendricks, I think it was Kendricks or somebody else coming around your lineman. He had beat him with speed.
Mm-hmm.
You threw the ball just in time because he came around and I think, I don't know if you stepped up or you just threw it, but he was right there to get that sack. That was like on third down or something like that. You completed the pass. Another one was you threw the ball. It was like on a slant. And I don't know if you remember because he knocked the ball down, but Kendricks, I can't remember his first name, came around Michael Kendricks.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of intercepting the ball, he knocked the ball down. And I was like, there were like two he missed. I was like, that should have been a pick.
Yeah.
That should have been a pick.
So I have Michael Kendricks in the original league.
Mm-hmm.
He, because I run a 3-4 scheme all the time, and he's my second middle linebacker. And obviously, he's been downgraded. Like, he's not a superstar nothing no more. But this man gets hella interceptions because it's just built into, you know, his DNA. So I was surprised with those two passes. I'm like, damn, he ain't picked that up.
Yeah, me too. And of course, you went on and scored on that drive, which was okay. It's like, it's not like crisis mode at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I like taking the points.
Yeah.
Because, like, even though I wish I could have scored on those two interceptions, I was still playing somewhat conservative, but I still, like,
and saying it on air, I want to work on my user offense. So that's what I was doing against you. That's what I'm doing against Nick. That's why I want to play more users, because I need to figure out my user offense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Nick, this motherfucker told me yesterday that he was going to put up a double Nick on me.
Bro, I was just about to ask you. I only got two questions for you, Ken. One is, how good is his offensive line? And two, can he really back up the shit that he's saying? Because I still don't believe the bullshit that he's saying, like the double nickels and all. But this ain't, you ain't Jordan, nigga. Like, who says that?
So the double nickel. So what's the Jordan meme? And I took that personally, right?
Exactly.
Because it was 21-20 going into the 2-minute warning. So, you know, so for me, that was a win. Because I knew he was trying to do it. But yeah, the offensive line is a fucking monster. And I had to really call, like, I had to really think. And this is why this game was fun, because of FIFO's offensive prowess. Because I had to play against everything. So I had to play against the run and the pass at the same fucking time. So that chess match he's talking about, that this was it. So I had to really sit down and call a game, because I knew they would get to the second level. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get my guys out of position, but we can't sit back either. So it was fun for me to kind of see what I can do. And I wanted to just keep myself in striking distance. So there were moments where I wanted to go for it, but 21-20 is just as good at what to me is just as good, especially if I got a chance to get the ball back, which, you know, I did. And, well, I made it 21-20.
And I got the ball.
The ball, and he went back and scored. He got another big play, which that offensive line. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's still, you never know. He could fumble. Yeah. He could throw a pick six. Anything could happen. So you want to give yourselves as many opportunities to win. And even when he scored, I was still within a possession.
Yep. Yep.
So that's why, as much as I wanted to go for it twice, I had to I had to play the math.
Yeah, and in that game, because I love numbers, and I know typically if you're a top five defense, this, that, what are your strengths and weaknesses by the numbers? And I was like, okay, Ken has a really good passing defense. And I don't know if you noticed, especially over the last 3 or 4 weeks in that league, I have slowed up how many pass attempts. Like one of the better games in the last 2 or 3 weeks that Lamar Jackson had, I went 14 out of 14 for 250 and 2 touchdowns. That's not astronomical, but it's extremely efficient because the way my run offense is now, that is my primary bread and butter. And then the passing game is a complimentary thing now. However, I felt that, you know, if I would have pushed the rock, I could have made bigger plays. I could have scored quicker. I could have had a lot more points. But at the same time, I didn't want to put myself in position to allow your defense to just take my offense out the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I had to make sure your defense felt every bit of all 300 pound of them old linemen I got up front.
Man, yeah, and they did. You know, but it, you know, like I said, it was fun. What I realized though is I love my offensive weapons. Mm-hmm. Because even though, like, even at the end of the game, Nick, my guys just started dropping balls. It was fucking ridiculous. And I had one of his corners beat over the top, and I hit him. And I just knew he was going to catch it and just walk into the end zone. And once again, he just got tackled.
So how you feel about my defense? Where do you think that they are? What strengths and weaknesses being firsthand playing?
So I knew that when I knew when you went into win the game mode, and that was when you went up 28-20. So I knew you were bringing the heat, or you were either going to bring the heat or not bring the heat. But I knew you more than likely you were going to bring the heat. Mm-hmm. You were trying to put the game away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing to that. The play I called where you got that sack on that third down, that pretty much ended the game because that play was going to set up another play that I was trying to call. And I haven't ran that play enough to know where everybody was at. So that's my fault. I didn't have my hot read set.
Yeah, because Micah came in there fast.
Micah came in there fast. And so I didn't that's all on me. Because I didn't really give myself an opportunity to convert fourth down. with fourth and 10 or whatever. But I think the defense, I think the defense is, I mean, they're fast as hell. Like, I don't get it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Because there were times that Cook would get to the edge and one of these motherfuckers would come darting in and make the tackle. There were a couple of times where Cook should have been out. Mm-hmm. And he would get tackled. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, to be on the other end of that.
Yeah.
You know.
So I found a new play in the 3-4 odd, which is cover one hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I like that defense is because it puts all of my DBs except for one safety in man coverage. But it allows me to stay in the 3-4. If you come out with three wide receivers, I got a DB for each one of your wide receivers.
Yep.
And once I started to figure that out, I was like, oh, shit. I can man up, still be, you know, obviously, depending on the wide receiver matchup versus a safety, you may have the advantage. But for the most part, Minka and Javon can hold their own.
Yeah.
Then what I do with that single high safety is I kind of identify based off of what you like to do or the player I'm playing, not just saying you, but based off of what they like to do, I'll double your hot read. I'll double the guy that I think that you want to go to. So part of the chess match, and I'm willing to take the risk one-on-one everywhere else. Cause like Nick says it all the time. If you take away that first read that most people have, the majority of users can't go to a second or third one. So I've been over the last 2 or 3 weeks really perfecting that one scheme, and it's been highly successful. So
yeah. There were a couple of defensive alignments that I was like, oh, I like this for me,
mm-hmm.
but it all depends on what happens after the snap. Mm-hmm. So then I snapped the ball. I was like, okay, what I thought was there wasn't there, but what I was prepared for what it more than likely was. So mm-hmm. I went through all the scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if this, then that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I hope it's this, but if it's not that, then I'm gonna have to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I did that a couple of times. But yeah, like I hit a couple of guys going across the middle. They had your guys beat. They just dropped the ball. And, you know, it was it. But it was
fun. For me, my loss, the thing I hate about my loss with the Niners before we close out is the fact that, like, I wasn't able to stop the run like I'm used to. And I think, Ken, you called this out the first time we played. Like, I could tell you don't have your guys yet, or you don't really have that the energy that you're used to playing against. And I'm getting there, but, like, because I shut them down, you know, passing-wise. He didn't pass for over 53 yards. But rushing, it was what got me. It was those two big plays that he got that broke the game open. And to me, going against him, I think he knows that moving forward, like, this is a tough out. I want everybody who plays me, like, you can't be easy on Nick. Like, Nick is going to, you're going to have to play your best. So when I hear FIFO talking about 55 or whatever, I'm like, this nigga don't know who he about to go against. So when we play week 15,
I want everybody's best. I want everybody's best. So I'm going to talk shit. I want you to come in that motherfucker like, hell no, he ain't going to do that. Because if I do it, you know, I'm going to keep talking shit. If you don't.
Of course. Of course.
Shit, kid? I just said good game.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something, but I'm going to wait to the game. Because I like what I said. You ain't going to get 20. I want to say
that. All I know is you still owe me, bro. You bring your ass back to the studio. You still owe me. But
I'm going to pay you in gum.
Last but not least, the Dead End Sports League.
This will be quick for me.
Yeah.
I ain't played a game in that league.
Okay, bet. So you're I'm do you behind. Know what your record is?
No,
because we're only 3 weeks in now.
I thought we were 4 weeks in.
Not
but,
three.
No, I don't know my record. I just haven't had a chance to get to it.
Got you. Nick, what about you?
Same here. I haven't played anything yet. I'm 1-1 though right now.
Okay, bet. I missed the second week, so I'm 2-1. And I'm gonna tell you, this may be the scariest team I have. This may be the scariest team because, you know, if you look at the Browns, right, like OBJ is like, you know, the guy, and I always use him as a decoy, and I got other speed and shit. With the Ravens, it's somewhat the same thing. I just have a lot of speed, but I'm run based. With this one, it's like, I could throw all the time, and there's no team with three corners that can do anything. So it's scary. I want to see, because I think I'm going to play the Steelers. I think I played some of the high-powered users in that league. And even if I lose, because even Foreign said, hey, man, some of these users is better than him.
Yeah,
and good, yeah. Some of these dudes are really, really, really good. So even if I lose, I'm in the same boat like you. Shit, if I lose 28-20, then I know how to fucking close the gap.
Yeah.
Now I got to figure out what it is to get me over the top, but I done closed the gap. So I'm really excited to see my user games because, again, how many teams even have two cornerbacks? Nigga, I got Devontae, Stephon Diggs, and DK.
Yeah.
And then my tight end ain't slow, you know. No. And then Josh Jacobs is a 99 now, so it's a scary team. And then even in that one, a lot like the Ravens, even though I think my Ravens defense is a lot further along, but mainly because I got two bona fide safeties with that Ravens team. This team I got is makeshift. I got Micah Hyde and I got Earl Thomas, so I'm still able to do similar things schematically. But the talent with the Ravens is just like around my stars is a lot better. But I feel that they could be a bend but don't break defense. Mm. And if I can have that, especially with my offense, because I think this offense, honestly, is the best balanced offense. Because the last game I just played, what was the CPU? I can't remember who the CPU was, but Josh Allen had 8 touchdowns and 1 interception. And all 3 of my wide receivers had multiple touchdowns. Now Devontae doesn't get a lot of yards, but he had 3 touchdowns and like 80 yards off of 5 catches. Stephon Diggs had a monster game. He had like 5 yards, a buck 64, 3 touchdowns. And DK had 3 catches for 91 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's for real, Ken. It's for all 3 of them niggas is eating. So we'll see. I got to see it against a user team.
Yeah.
And then I'll be more settled on where they really are. But I like that team. I made the appropriate changes to really try to compete this year. Because them first 2 years, oh, man, I didn't even want to play in that league. Yeah. But now I'm excited.
My team still sucks. But I'll play this next game.
Yeah, man. But look, that was another episode of the league. In conjunction with Dead End Gaming and Dead End Sports, I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7, KB Inge, and Nick. Make sure that you follow us on the Dead End Sports Twitch because we will be live streaming, simulcasting the podcast. So if you don't catch it, or if you don't want to catch it later on, you want to catch it right now, just make sure you follow us on Twitch. Follow us individually on Twitch so that way you don't miss none of these games that we be talking about. But yeah, man, we catch you next week, man. We out. Peace.
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 This episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at Blue Nile. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.